96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
I'm going to lay it right on the line.
Tonight, we are talking about money and love. Yep, love and money tonight. How do you know if you're equally yoked with your mate when it comes to finances? What can happen when your attitudes about money are actually very different? Well, tonight, we're going to move you through this process, whether you are dating, whether you are married, whether you are just in long-term relationships, when finances become an issue. My guests are Jack A. Daniels, psychotherapist and host of Black Love on the FYI Network, and joining us later, Muriel Garr, financial expert and host of Beyond the Bling on HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. Lines are open. I want to hear from you tonight. I want to hear your thoughts about money and love. How do you know if you're equally yoked? And what do you do if you're not? 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Jack, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me. I think this is a hot topic, man.
Oh, absolutely. So here's my first question. On a scale of 1 to 100, where 100 being at the very top, where is this love and money issue?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely at the top, but it's not like there are actually four questions that people have to ask and talk about when they're getting into a relationship, a long-term relationship, and money is definitely in the top segment. There's money, there's sex, there's kids, and then there's spirituality. And technically, money is definitely up there. So I'd have to put it probably maybe in the 70 percentile.
Mm-hmm. Wow, 70. So what's above that? Sex?
You know, unfortunately, I think that what's happening is we're seeing a shift.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing a shift in our culture and the power dynamics of what money actually symbolizes and stands for in the context of a relationship. And what you have is you have individuals who used to marry for economics, right? When we were in an agricultural society,
mm-hmm.
People used to marry for economics. You know, the woman, she got married, she stayed at home, raised the kids so they can have more people to farm the land. And when the turn of the tide hit and the industrialization shift, I think that we started marrying more for love.
Hmm.
And when you start marrying for love, the money is still a factor, but what happens is now the women are working, and now we're both making the same amounts of money, if not the same amounts. Maybe in some instances, women are making more. So it's not just about the money. It's about the power dynamic of what money symbolizes and stands for to each individual in that relationship.
Okay. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. And also, on Twitter, you can reach me at Daily Drum WHUR. Okay, Jack, let's say you're talking about a dating situation and you start liking the person. At what point do you think it is okay to discuss money issues? And how do you do that?
Wow, so that's a complex question, because are we talking like the first date or the second date? Because if you're talking about putting the check in the middle of the table and then wondering who's going to pay for it, you got a problem.
Not necessarily. No, I'm not talking about chivalry versus modern practices. I'm not talking about that foolishness. That's another
okay.
show.
Okay.
Muriel is sitting here looking at me like I'm crazy. Yes, I called it foolishness. You know, pay the check, brother, and keep it moving.
Okay, I agree with that. There
okay, but okay. No, I'm talking about when you really start liking the person. At what point do you begin to talk about credit? At what point do you begin to reveal what your salary is or how much money you make if you are in business for yourself, or when you start, I mean, when you're really dating, how do you do that?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a conversation that you need to have. And like I said, it's those four categories that are so important. And what happens is we're talking about compatibility here.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't about money. It's about, are you compatible to what it is that I believe, the values that I have? And the sheer definition of compatibility is the state which two things are able to exist or occur without any problems or without any conflict, right? So if we're talking about sex, if we're talking about money, if we're talking about children, if we're talking about spirituality, we need to understand if we agree on all of those occurrences. And if money is a topic, I need to know where you stand with money. Are you a saver versus a spender? Are you someone who has a six-figure salary, or are you pursuing your dream and starting over? Have you been through a divorce? Is it, you know, or have you filed for bankruptcy? All of those things. Are you leasing? Are you renting your home? Do you live with your mama on your couch?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, all of those things are relevant, especially when it comes to a relationship. So I believe that very early on, you should be discussing this, because let's say you put in 6 months and you have no clue as to what their rationale, what their philosophy is towards money, you've wasted a half a year of your life, and now you're stuck with someone who has this story about money that you had no idea even existed.
Well, let me say, you're not stuck. I would disagree about the stuck part. Muriel. Briefly, how do you approach someone about that issue when you are just beginning to date? Because, you know, Jack just mentioned sex, children, spirituality. Everybody finds those things easy to talk about. Maybe sex, maybe on the fence. But when you start asking folks about money, then people start clutching the pearls and bristling.
Interesting, because I think the first three are very visible.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth is more communication. So the question is why?
Why?
Why? Because, and you're looking at me, you give me this crazy look. So
I'm
gonna be real short.
Why what?
Why? And the reason why I say why and why what? Why is one visible and one is something that has to be communicated? Because children, you see them. Your religious and spirituality belief, you act it out.
Mm-hmm.
Your sexual tendencies, what you care for.
Preferences,
all that,
yeah.
You act it out. So money, you want another way to understand how people think about money instead of this whole thing, action speaks louder than words.
Because mm-hmm.
I can tell you, I make a six-figure salary and I can be $1 million in debt.
Right. Right. But all of that is part of the conversation. And I want to drill down a little bit more on that. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Loving money tonight. Let's go to Jalila calling from Fort Washington. What's on your mind?
Yes. Good afternoon.
Hey.
This is Jalila.
Okay.
And right now I'm riding with my husband. He's a little upset about me taking his phone call.
Actually,
I want to say is that because I'm not the breadwinner at this time, it seems like my ideas are not good enough for him anymore. At one time, they wanted to make me like the head mortgager because my credit was better. And even though I may not be as educated as my husband in some forms, money-wise, I think I am. And however, it seems like when it's time to pay the bills, I like to pay them in the order that I feel they should be paid, like mortgage, insurance, car notes, the most important things. Whereas today, I'm just paying my mortgage because my husband don't feel like my ideas are important to this marriage. I'm trying to build our credit rating back up. I'm trying to
mm-hmm.
put us back out there on the map. And it seems like, I don't know if it's self-sabotaging or whatever, but it seems like is a constant fight every month about money.
Well, let me stop you there because I want my guest to help keep him off the sofa. So,
you know, Jalila, I guess the first thing I would say in this whole conversation about money, you know, there's this power struggle that especially women tend to fall into, you know, I make more money than my husband, or I make more money than my mate, so that makes me feel that I'm superior to him or to them. And, you know, money, you know, it's written that money, the love of money, answereth all things, but it's also the root of all evil, and it is the root of divisiveness in relationships. So whether you make more or not, it is how you respect the opinions of each party in that relationship, and what are the goals of the whole. And notice I said, what are the goals of the whole, not what are the goals of the two.
Jack, real quick, isn't a good idea a good idea? It doesn't matter where it's coming from, whether it's coming from the wife, whether it's coming from the kids, whether
it's... Exactly. If you have the same goals and the same opinions, it shouldn't matter. But it seems like, because I don't have an income now, I don't work at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like all my ideas are pushed aside because I'm no longer a breadwinner in the family.
Well, Jack, real quick, because I've got to go to a break.
Yes.
How should they resolve this?
So the thing is, and it's very similar to what Muriel was saying, this is a power struggle. But the thing that you have to understand about power is that it's not really about power. It's more about trust. It's about, do you value and trust and respect some of the ideas that I have? And if the trust is not there, the lack of clarity and understanding about what the goals are going to be in terms of that relationship aren't going to be there either. So, yes, you may be out of work now. Yes, your ideas may be valid. But the true question to ask is, do you trust me? And if you trust me, you will trust my ideas, you'll value them, you'll hold them at the highest degree, and it doesn't really matter about who's making the money because it's all about us together as a whole unit.
Well said, Jack. Jalila, good luck. Don't put him on the sofa tonight. We want you all to keep it moving financially and in love. Thank you so much for your phone call. If you're on the line, Sharon, Wendell, stay with us. We will take your phone call, and we're going to take a lot of other phone calls also. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, talking about love and money tonight. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a bit.